This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Today we conclude our week-long 30th anniversary retrospective of interviews from our first couple of years as a daily NPR program. In 1988, I spoke with Joey Ramone, the lead singer of the Ramones, the band that in the mid-70s helped launch the punk rock scene with songs that were short, fast, and loud. When the Ramones started playing rock and roll, they thought there was nothing good to listen to anymore. Everything was overproduced or junk. They saw their music as getting back to the roots of rock and roll. The Ramones were one of the first punk rock bands inspiring new musical trends in both the U.S. and England. The founding members grew up in Queens, New York, and all adopted the last name of Ramone when they formed the band. In spite of how influential they were, the Ramones were rarely played on commercial radio.
Have you been frustrated at all by seldom getting admission onto commercial radio?
Well, no. I mean, you know, it's a little frustrating, but then again, we came out with something entirely new in, you know, in 76. I guess when you're sort of the original, I guess it's a lot more difficult, you know. I mean, when you're pioneering something, I mean, you know, I mean, you're doing all the dirty work and everybody else just sort of takes, you know, like rips off your ideas and sort of you know, kind of fuses them together for themselves, and then they sort of break with your ideas.
Well, you know, as you were saying, the band sounded really radical and alien, different when it started. But I would think that in a lot of ways, you really saw yourself when you started as being more related to the roots of rock and roll than a lot of the quote progressive rock of the time.
Yeah, well, that's what we're reacting against. Rock and roll wasn't rock and roll anymore. I mean, it was fused with all kinds of things. I mean, albums became six cuts. You know, like, you wouldn't hear songs anymore. They were non-existent. They were like all kinds of jams and guitar solos and total cliche pretentiousness. I mean, it was rock and roll was always simple and exciting and pure and from the guts. And if you listen to Buddy Holly or Elvis Presley or the Beatles or the Stones or the Who, I mean, that was exciting music. That was exciting rock and roll music. I mean, what happened to it? It just didn't it was a void, you know what I mean?
So you were playing really short songs under 3 minutes.
Well, with the songs we grew up on that, you know, that was rock and roll music were 3 minute songs, you know? I mean, whether it be the Beatles or the Stones or the Kinks or the Who or you know, the American bands, you know, Phil Spector, you know, songs were meant to be short. You know, they weren't supposed to go on for hours, you know.
I don't want to be a beathead no more. I just met a nurse that I could go for. I don't want to be a beathead no more. I just met a nurse that I could go for.
A lot of your songs were basically two, three, or four chords with a real thrashing rhythm, and I was wondering if the musicians in the band just played a few chords because that's all they could play, or it's because they all or was it all they wanted to play?
Well,
or does it not matter to you?
No, because see, you're wrong there. I mean, yeah, a lot of the songs were like three or four chords, but then if you listen to Buddy Holly or Elvis Presley or Little Richard, those songs are three chords too. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I don't understand what people are saying. You know, I mean, that rock and roll was always simplistic, and that's where the intensity is. I mean, that it's like short and simple and exciting and spontaneous. That's what rock and roll is, spontaneity.
When the word punk was coined to describe the kind of music you and other bands were playing, what did you think of the word of punk rock?
Well, we got tagged punk rock. We always considered ourselves rock and roll, you know. And to me, like, my feelings about the term punk is like an attitude, and like some people are punks and some people aren't, you know, and it's really a state of being, the term punk. I mean, Elvis Presley was a punk. Jim Morrison was a punk. Iggy Pop is a punk, you know. Mick Jagger. So if you're gonna call us punk, I mean, no, I'm not gonna mind. I mean, I think John F. Kennedy was a punk, you know.
When you first started singing songs like Teenage Lobotomy, I think you were no longer a teenager, probably in your early 20s when that came out. And I guess I was curious about singing and writing so many songs with teenage-type lyrics, yet not really being in your teens any longer.
Well, it's all state of mind, isn't it? I don't get old. I decided I wasn't going to get old, and I'm still the same.
I'm sure you're a great fan of Phil Spector's music. He produced an album for you. What did you think of what he did with your music?
Well, I really enjoy working with Phil. I mean, Phil's a genius, and Phil's got his idios, which I think all talented people have to some degree. Phil probably has a few more than most, but it was very exciting. I mean, it was sort of an honor in a lot of ways. He came out of retirement to work with us. He felt it was that important to him. And I really liked the album. And I wrote most of the album, and it was enjoyable working with him.
Member joins the band now, do they still take the Ramon name?
No, we're not going to have any more members. I mean, we're finished with members. See, Mark, he used to be in the band. He's our second and fourth drummer. He was in the band. He came in 78 after Tommy cracked up. Then Mark, he had a problem with alcohol, so we had to let him go. And we had gotten Richie, but Richie's wife wouldn't let him be in the band anymore. She was the pants. So, then Clem Burke stepped in as a temporary, and then Mark pulled himself together. He's been straight for 4 years, so, you know, it's only been drummers. I mean, the core of the band is the three of us, and that's the Ramones. I mean, without the three of us, there'd be no band.
As you pointed out, when the Ramones started to play, the music sounded really radical. Well, how does it sound now? Do you think it still sounds alien? Does it sound different? Does it sound more pop than it used to?
No, it's more radical now than it ever was before. But there's other forms of music now that didn't exist then, like speed metal and thrash metal. So, like the Ramones, we like songs. We're song orientated, and bands like Anthrax, Metallica, and Megadeth, and you know whoever.
Do you like their music?
Yeah, I think they're great. I mean, I really like them because I like their attitude.
Joey Ramone of the Ramones, recorded in 1988. All four of the original members of the band are gone now. Joey Ramone died in 2001.